Throughout this year, we're talking about what the Bible really says about. These are our worship guides that we've been using. There's a page for each week. So if you're using your worship guide, today is on page 25. And I know that our ushers have some worship guides. So if you didn't get one or you're new with us and would like to have a worship guide, just raise your hand right now. And while I finish talking, the ushers will bring one to you. Anybody need a worship guide? Okay, here's somebody right here who needs one. Okay. So in this season after Easter, we're talking about the main things in Jesus' words, what the Bible really says about this. So last week, we're looking at one gospel each week and then a wrap-up week at the end of May. Last week, we looked at the Gospel of Matthew. Today, two passages in the Gospel of Mark that talk about how we can turn our lives toward Jesus, and I'm going to add, be planted in good soil so that we can bear fruit for Christ Jesus. So we're going to hear first a call story that's right at the beginning of Mark chapter 1, and then a story, a little parable, part of the parable that Jesus tells in Mark chapter 4. So scholars believe that Mark is the first gospel to be written down somewhere around A.D. 70, so some 40 years or so after Jesus. So that means that the stories have been told until this time, until that time, and maybe parts of them written down, but this is the first time in the Gospel of Mark that the writer puts down the story of Jesus. Then Matthew and Luke follow after that, drawing some from Mark and from another source, and John comes even later. I'll talk more about Luke and John in the upcoming weeks. But today we hear these two passages from the Gospel of Mark. Picture hearing it for the first time as a follower of Jesus, hearing a call to you, and then a story in a parable.
First reading today comes from Mark chapter 1, verse 14 through 20. It can be found on page 35 of your pew Bible. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
From the Gospel of Mark in the fourth chapter. Again, he began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into the good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. So create new hearts in us, O God, and spirits that are aligned with your spirit. May our hearts beat with yours as we hear your good news. Amen. Wow. Have I got good news for you? What? What? Have I got good news for you? That's the intriguing start and the opening to the Gospel of Mark. If you have your Bibles open to Mark chapter 1, you can see that it says, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The beginning of the good news? Have I got good news for you? Says the Gospel. Right from the start, the writer of Mark tells us that what follows is the good news of Jesus. In fact, the word gospel means good news. So right away we start to think, especially if we're hearing this for the first time, like I encourage you to think, what's this good news that's going to follow? Let's think for a minute about the nature of good news. We know about bad news, right? It's in front of us all the time, isn't it? And TV and news and in the printed stuff that we read, whether that's on the internet or the old-fashioned paper newspaper. There's always a lot of bad news, isn't there? And the world is full of hard news. Sometimes, though, we feed off of it, I think, off of bad news, because it's so present for us. And sometimes we have hard things in our lives as well. We know that. We know about bad news, and we can kind of get caught up in it. I've been asking people this week about good news that they have heard or experienced. Think about that right now in your own lives. Things that you have heard about or experienced in the last week or two. And much of it is like this. I heard about somebody who got well from an illness they'd been struggling with. Or, look at this spot on my leg that was sore for so long, it's finally healed. When we think about healing, it's good news, isn't it? And it brings us a kind of joy and peace when we have it in our own lives or we hear about it with somebody we know or love or even others, just people around us. So I have been asking people about good news, and not only do they talk about healing, but they talk about when they hear about acts of service or kindness. When they hear about or do something like somebody said to me this morning, we had so much food at Market on the Move yesterday, and we had so many people come to get that surplus food. And we hear about the people who worked at Market on the Move, or who worked at Primavera, or who did acts of kindness or service in their own lives. And then we get to read about that sometimes in that old-fashioned print newspaper as well. We get to read about acts of service or kindness, and that uplifts us, doesn't it? It brings us joy and peace, and it helps us have a sense of purpose. So when people think about good news, they think about healing. They think about acts of service or kindness. They also think about justice that they have heard about happening. When something falls into place, something that was unjust gets resolution, or somebody acting on behalf of someone else to bring something into just, to bring something so that it is just. And with that, we have a sense of contentment, a sense of things falling into place. Even if there's more work to do with that, it brings us joy and peace and a sense of purpose. And people, when they talk about good news, they also talk about accomplishments. So people like to talk about the violin concert that their grandchild played in. That's so sweet, isn't it? Or they talk about something that they achieved or someone close to them, something that they had to work for in order to accomplish. And that, too, brings us joy and peace and contentment and a sense of purpose. You sense a theme here? Good news brings us a sense of joy, peace, contentment, purpose. Well, what does Mark say about good news after putting it in the very first line of the gospel? Here it is in a nutshell, or you can think of it as a seed if you want to. Here's the good news. Jesus has come. Jesus died and lives among us still. So those of you who are taking notes, I'm going to say it again. Jesus has come and died and lives among us still. And when we turn our lives toward him, we live too. Now and eternally. And then by our lives, when we plant our lives in good soil, we bring forth fruit that is good news for the world. If you didn't get all that, I'm going to be coming back to it. Then, what does Mark say about what's good news for Jesus' followers? And here's two things that Mark says. This is a little bit of a teaching moment here, so if you are taking notes, this would be a place to do that. Mark not only says that little nutshell thing that I just mentioned, Mark says that following Jesus calls us to a clear purpose in life. Following Jesus calls us to a clear purpose. And he outlines it right in the first chapter of the gospel. Jesus was going along the Sea of Galilee, saw some fishermen. These are not the most educated, rich people in the world, are they? And Jesus calls two sets of brothers from there on the Sea of Galilee, brothers Simon and Andrew, brothers James and John, and he says to them, follow me. Picture this for a minute. I love this moment. He's just going along and they're doing what they always have done, probably have done for generations. And Jesus says, why don't you follow me? And I'm going to help you fish for people. In other words, you're going to make a difference in people's lives. It's nice to catch fish. People need fish, right? Especially in that economy, they needed fish. But now you get to follow me and fish for people with me. And you know what they did? They followed him. Here's the good news. That Jesus, following Jesus, calls us to a clear purpose. Come and follow me, Jesus says. Then Jesus' words show us that good news also is knowing who and whose you are and living a life of serving Jesus. I'm going to say it again. Knowing who and whose you are and living a life of serving Jesus is good news. So this is about the parable that Jesus tells in chapter 4. He's with his friends by the sea and he begins to teach them and he talks about a sower throwing seed. Now, we don't understand this as well as the people in that day would have because they knew a lot about sowing seed. And he tells them that most of the seed that falls on the ground doesn't take root, that it falls on thorny or rocky ground or the birds eat it all up. But at the end, he says, other seed fell onto good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding. And he says, let anybody with ears to hear listen. That's the part he really wants them to hear. As followers of Jesus, we are not seeds or soil that does not bear fruit. That's what we're not. We are seed that falls in good soil and brings forth fruit. Here's the good news. Here is the good news. I have a star by this on my notes. That means that you want to pay attention. Here's the good news. There is good soil all around us that nurtures good seeds. And we can be that if we only listen. Now, we know a lot about rocky soil around here, about bad soil. In fact, I got to thinking about this week. We buy dirt around here. We buy good dirt, don't we? Because we can't cultivate the ground very well. So we buy dirt. But we have good soil all around us. Around us that nurtures good seeds. And we can be those good seeds if we only listen. To do that, we need to turn our negative, bad news thoughts and words to places where God is working and people are listening. So we turn our negative, bad news thoughts to notice where God is working in and through people. Where are people joining God? And that's where we need to plant ourselves and listen. And think for a minute about the nature of good news. Remember this from like 5 minutes ago? Think about the nature of good news. Good news brings healing. Good news brings strength and peace and joy and purpose. Why wouldn't we want that? And why wouldn't we want to bring that to others? And think about the parable. Those who hear the good news and live it, their lives bear fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, good news. Good soil around us. Listen and let ourselves be planted. Look for the good soil around us. And notice how the good news is being grown in that and join in. How about here in worship? Here is good soil. When you plant yourselves in it, we grow. That means that if you're gone this summer, you can plant yourself in front of your video screen and log on to the live stream every day at 9:45. That was clever, wasn't it? Yeah. Let's plant yourself there. It's really important to know that worship is a place where we have good soil, where when we are planted in it, we can grow. Today we will celebrate the sacrament of holy baptism, and we will plant that child in the good soil that is here at St. Mark's. And Jesus' living spirit will be poured out upon that child. And if you don't come to worship or plant yourself in front of that screen, you don't get to be part of that. And you know, we've been talking about our second site for worship as well. We don't know yet exactly what we're going to be doing north of here, but we've been talking about how can we create some good soil there too, where people can be planted and grow and bear good fruit. There are other ways and other places where there's good soil. There's good soil in all the mission and outreach work that we do. Rachel and Kim and others are planning for our junior high mission, which will be the last week of this month, where we're going to gather junior high kids from around the district, and they're going to go out into the community and be good soil for the places that need it. We're working on the registration for Vacation Bible School because we're going to plant kids in good soil there too, right? And the teachers and others learn as much as the young people do when they're at Vacation Bible School. We're going to plant in good soil. We're going to have lots of opportunities for learning this summer. And as part of the United Methodist Church, we are looking ahead to a new thing, to see where God's good soil is going to present itself to us, and we are going to join in and grow. What is the good news in a nutshell? Jesus has come. Jesus died and lives among us still. When we turn our lives toward him, away from bad news, whatever it is, when we turn our lives toward him, we live too, now and eternally. By our lives, we bring forth fruit that is good news for the world. The beginning of the good news, Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the good news, it began with John the Baptist, who pointed the way to Jesus, and it continues with us, pointing the way to Jesus, who brings us that call to come follow me, plant yourself in my love, and who challenges us to notice the good soil around you and grow in it. Bear good fruit, bear fruit, fruit that lasts. The things we talked about a few minutes ago, joy and peace and purpose and kindness. Friends, there's good soil all around you. Listen for and look for it and plant yourself in it, because that's where Jesus is. Turn toward him. Let him bear fruit through you. the fruit that is good news, peace, joy, purpose, healing, and love. Thanks be to God. Amen.